No, he's accused of providing support for terrorism. You know, it's all, for me, it's rather vague.
Yeah.
But mostly the question is not so much, you know, should he be free or anything like that, but they're more saying, why can't we try him in Canada? Again, it's the old question about how to handle terrorists and accused terrorists. And of course, they built this Guantanamo, and that was very controversial. But more controversial is that countries like Canada, who are usually very proud of their record on things like human rights, went along with it, have been going along with it.
So, I mean, and they captured him at the age of 15.
Yeah. And now,
yeah.
Right, all these years later.
Yeah. Yeah. So they found a boy fighting in Afghanistan. I'm pretty sure he was one of the main leaders of the terrorist movement mm-hmm. on this planet.
Well, they're very savvy, 15-year-olds.
Yeah, they are.
All right, now we're just using sarcasm. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm sure somebody will chime in with more information about Khadr. But to some level, it's not even the point, you know? It's more the point, why is a Canadian man being held in a prison in Cuba that belongs to the United States? Oh, it's also weird.